Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Chad Pape, RE/MAX Premier Realty is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by.
Absolutely none.
Absolutely none.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team. When it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And if you are noticing a little bit of hesitation this morning, we are trying out some new equipment, always trying to improve the broadcast every day right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you, if you have any questions about it, have any questions right there, go ahead and post them. We've got a Q&A box now if you are on the broadcast site directly, if you're on Facebook Live. I am monitoring that one as well. And obviously, as always, what do we celebrate? You got to have something to celebrate, not just that it's Monday. And I'm certainly not going to tell anybody at all that in Chad's glass, he may not have exactly what's on the label. I don't want to say that. Chad, I don't want to get you in trouble too much.
Again.
I'll just have a little bit of fun here. But we are looking. What are we going to celebrate? So the celebration, obviously, we've got the serious celebration of the day. Now, I have to articulate this very, very clearly, because otherwise it could get me in some serious trouble. Because today is, you got to make sure, we got to say this very, very, National V, Victor, VJ Day. Oh. So it is, Chad, get that out of your head. Don't say that, Chad.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Absolutely.
As you should.
So VJ Day is Victory Over Japan Day. Yeah, 1945, news broke around the world. The imperial government of Japan would surrender, ending a long, grueling world war. So we do celebrate our military. We celebrate National VJ Day. That is one celebration of the day. The other celebration, and this one goes just a little bit more enticing, more for those of us that have beaten anorexia. You know, this one here is a little bit more fitting. So we will also go with, Creamsicle Day. Yeah, you knew I was going to get there.
50-50 bars.
50-50. If you're old like Chad and I am, you probably remember the ice cream truck coming around the street, and they were legitimately selling ice cream then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was like what Eddie Murphy said in Delirious, right?
I'm Delirious. I don't know.
Ice cream.
Okay. Ice cream. There you go. Checking the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 160 points, a little over 22,000 this morning. Oil, that one's down 55 cents per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up about one basis point. 2.21 is the yield. Not the best of news if you're looking at it from a standpoint of mortgage-backed securities or interest rates. So there are differences there. We just look at some of these different issues for you on a regular basis. Moving right along, got to check what's on in the news this morning. Now, there are some folks that are going to be very disappointed in this news broadcast, just mentioning Chad here once again. Now, if you are thinking or if you have plans to go to Mexico, I suggest you might want to check things out ahead of time, because there is word in Mexico that 10,000 gallons of alcohol has been confiscated.
So I know whose ass to kick.
Yeah, the Mexican authorities. Now, you know how bad it has to be in Mexico for them to seize anything that's an intoxicant? But the Mexican authorities did sweep through 31 resorts, restaurants, and nightclubs, suspending operations at some of these facilities, and they seized 10,000 gallons of illicit alcohol. They said it was bad manufacturing. It might have been the Federales just a little thirsty, but you know, this is a serious story because there were a few people that did drink some of this alcohol, and their vacations went a little sideways. We didn't know that we're not supposed to drink the water in Mexico. Most people just substitute that and drink the alcohol. I guess you can't do that in Mexico any longer. That can pose a problem. You may not be going home. Moving right along. What else do we have in the news this morning? What are we chatting about in the news? Rocio, you're right. It is about time. The alcohol there is a little challenging there, a little challenging. But we do move right along. Car sales. Are you looking for a new car? Now, I share with folks on a regular basis, why would you want to buy a new car in August? No logical reason to buy a new car in August. If you're thinking about buying a new car, do it at the end of September, and I'll explain to you exactly why you wait until the end of September. Well, the idea is there is the end of the quarter. That's when the car dealers get their biggest incentive. They know how much they sell in order to the next level of incentive. So why would you buy a car in August? Apparently, nobody is. Car dealer finding that their sales are way down. The SUVs are okay, but for the most part, car sales are way down. They're having a problem with those. So the issue there coming through is don't do it. Wait a couple of months. We're just looking right now. They're talking about the idea of zero interest once again on the car sales. And did you see this? Could you imagine seeing the label on the newest Jeep coming out, and it might say made in China? And yeah, the Chrysler, Jeep, Fiat, the Chinese government is looking at buying Chrysler, Jeep, Fiat. I guess I better have a little. Chad, I must not have had enough to drink this morning.
Hold on.
What's in that thing? So we'll figure that out in just a little bit. But the idea there, zero interest rates are the car maker's way of cutting the bank out of the deal, essentially giving the credit buyer the chance to pay the same amount as cash but spread the car sales price over installments. Have you looked at your credit lately to see if that makes sense for you and your family? Just a thought for you. Moving right along, Skip Bayless, being that we do talk sports every once in a while, apparently Skip Bayless should stick to sports because he's obviously not very smart when it comes to business. He is a sports broadcaster. He's got a TV show on the failing ESPN network called Undisputed. So maybe he had to catch a clue here. Now, Skip Bayless, it's not on ESPN. It's on Fox Sports. I stand corrected. So Skip Bayless, he and Shannon Sharp, never one for a loss of words, talking about Colin Kaepernick. Talk about a lunatic, but maybe those guys have just taken one too many hits to the head. Might be the issue. But Skip Bayless came up with the idea that being that the NFL is 70% black, that they should all sit out the first game protesting the fact that Colin Kaepernick is not wanted in the NFL. Now, is it the owners that don't want Colin Kaepernick? Or is it the consumers that don't want Colin Kaepernick? Apparently, this last weekend, Marshawn Lynch, back playing for the Oakland Raiders, had too many Skittles. He couldn't get his rear end off of the bench during the national anthem. So another one of those idiots out there. But I'll just share with you, because I've been accused of being a little opinionated here just once.
Really?
Surprising, right, Chad? But 20,000 people in Indianapolis, they basically, 71% of them said the exact same thing I did. Get rid of him. Good riddance. Who cares what he has to say? Let him see if he can find another $10 million a year job. It's not because he's black. It's not because he's white. We don't care about any of that stuff. If we're watching a football game, it is strictly for the entertainment value, because I know that I can't make $10 million a year playing football. I don't have the opportunity of turning down a $900,000 a year job to play for a football for 16 weeks a year. Think about that. But this jerk Yeah, that's what he did. Is he turned down a $900,000 job as a backup. Talk about the idea there. Now, maybe he can just back out. Maybe he has no choice, but he's going to be backing out because the owners of the NFL teams look at this as strictly business. And the consumer is saying, we don't want you. Get out. Adios. Just a thought there. And people listening to that, the owners are saying, I guess that being that that's what our business is all about, maybe we should listen to what he has to say. Just a couple of shout-outs this morning. Mitchell's on the line. Robin, good morning. Lisa, good to see you on there. Rocio, good to see you. Jeffrey, hope you're doing well. Karen, glad to see you on there as well. Rocio, glad to see some comments on there. Happy Monday to you as well. If you have any comments, questions, thoughts about our discussion, right there on Facebook, you can go and check us out. We are live there on Facebook right now. You can check that out. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, homeowners' net worth still greater than a renter's, 11 ways to lower your monthly student loan payments, 8 expenses that account for 87% of a household budget. 8 expenses account for 87% of the household budget. We're going to talk about all of that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, kenfacebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. No advertising there. You just put in the parameters of what you're looking for. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what area, prices. All the information comes up right there for you. A homeowner's net worth is still greater than a renter's. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts their survey of consumer finances, in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey, which includes data from 2010 to 2013, reports that homeowner's net worth is 36 times greater than that of a renter, $194,500 versus $5,400. The latest survey data covering 2014 to 16, it'll come out later this year. In the meantime, Lawrence Yoon, the National Association of Realtors chief economist, estimates that the gap has widened even further to 45 times greater. Putting your housing costs to work for you, as we've said before, simply put, home ownership is a form of forced savings. Every time you pay your mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth. Every time you pay rent, you're contributing to your landlord's net worth. The latest National Housing Pulse survey from NAR, National Association of Realtors, reveals that 84% of consumers believe that purchasing a home is a good financial decision. William Brown comments, despite the growing concern over affordable housing, this survey makes it clear that a strong majority still believe in home ownership and aspire to own a home of their own, building equity, wanting a stable, safe environment, and having the freedom to choose their neighborhood remain the top reasons to own a home. Bottom line, if you're interested in finding out if you could put your housing cost to work for you by purchasing a home, let's chat. Let's talk about it. Let's put together a game plan. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Speaking of one of those wonderful real estate professionals, I'm going to look online. I'm not sure I can find. Oh, Chad Pape is in the house. Having a little fun. You know, it's always, you have to be careful, Chad. One of the things I always remind people is when they heckle the host.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the host has the one that has the mute button. So, you know, we can have some fun on some of these things, buddy. So tell me, real estate, is it where are we at? Talk about what's going on in real estate right now.
Well, the last couple of weeks have been kind of monumental because of the fact that, well, at this point in time, we had about 2 weeks for the kids to be back in school. So actually, I could feel the heat coming on. We ended up with a little bit more leads last week than we did this week. However, we actually had more people this week that actually want to write offers versus last week. They were just freaking out going, okay, what do I find? Where do I go? This, that sort of thing. And now that there's this urgency, which is great and everything, but they also, where I'm at, where I was holding an open house yesterday, was in Irvine. And I guess, evidently, from what I hear, Beijing turned off the money. And what happens whenever Beijing turns off the money, it can't go to Hong Kong to come to here. So
is there a lot of that still going on, where there's a lot of money still coming in
yep.
from the other countries?
Well, there was.
Okay.
And so I just basically told this one buyer yesterday, I said, look, there's a window of opportunity here. You were first scared about what you were talking about. Now I've given you a different, you know, point of view on it. You know, now you have less competition based upon the fact that
less competition from the buyer's side,
from the
buyer's
standpoint. Seller standpoint, right now we still have we have plenty of inventory in our Irvine. We have about 544 cumulatively in all of Orange County. I think it's 2,800.
2,800 homes for sale, is that what you're referring to?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's still pretty good. But the whole thing is that, you know, if you're looking to buy a house before the kids get into school, well, you're almost out of time.
Yeah, you might have waited just a tad too long.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
We're still, but, you know, I think that might have been – it's a whole combination of issues, mm-hmm. Obviously, as it is always. We look at the idea there that the housing – where the housing numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking at, you know, the interest rates, even though last week they ticked down just a little bit on the Freddie Mac from 3.93 to 3.90, still near historic lows.
Right, and what's interesting is that the actual closings are, you know, in the fours, which really bugs me because the fact that I hear everybody else is lower, and then
there's a simple thought process there, and leading a lending company, it's a great question that you pose,
mm-hmm.
right? Because a lot of people say the same thing. Well, I heard that the Freddie Mac number is 3.93, but you're telling me that my number is, you know, four and a quarter, four and a half. Well, what the big difference is when Freddie Mac comes out with their number, you have to look and see the number that came out this week was an average 3.90, but you had to pay a half a point to get it. So that's really where that number comes into, is having to pay a little bit.
Yeah, and that's another thing. A lot of people don't look at the big picture. And I mean, you know, what I see on the desk that is closing doesn't always give the big picture of, well, what's their debt to income ratios, what's their, you know, do they have any, you know, problems and so forth. And that's whenever they start ticking up as well. So.
And that's a big issue. See, you know, I was listening to one of the big gentlemen I followed for many, many years. That goes back almost 20 years.
Mm.
And we chat about some of these issues. People are not, and what you're just saying, Chad, is all the more substantiation of interest rates are only a small piece of the whole puzzle.
Yeah.
True. Right? When you think about it, I was just looking at an interest rate on a $600,000 purchase, and they were looking at putting 10% down. One of the big banks that everybody knows about, I won't say anything about how blue they are, but they were quoting, I think, like 4.5% or 4.25%.
Mm-hmm.
And we compared that with a 3.99.
Mm-hmm.
And it came, it was the difference there was about $40 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't ever want to think that $40 a week isn't meaningful,
mm-hmm.
but $600,000 is a lot more meaningful.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And when you're talking about what you were just chatting about, the big bank on the corner, are they following the fact that the money is coming or not coming from China? Are they talking about how many homes are on the market right now, like you were just sharing?
No.
Right, they're not looking at the big picture. So are we looking at just a little piece of the pie?
Small.
Or are we looking and you know something, when you start talking about this, I would venture to guess, because by the time they looked at their payment and their principal, interest, taxes, insurance, the whole nine yards, it was about $3,800 a month. Mm-hmm. Give or take right around $3,600. I'm doing it off the top of my head. So don't take me, you know, for specifics, but the concept is here.
Yeah, it's like a $700,000 purchase, that sounds
right.
Like.
So I would suggest 6 months from now,
mm-hmm.
that person is not going to be able to tell us what their payment is. Is it $3,700 or is it $3,743?
Exactly.
Right?
They don't really do it. And what's interesting is that I remember whenever I first got into real estate, 1990, I first experienced real estate.
1990?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Damn!
Yeah, believe it.
Well, I think the first house that I remember, you know, coming across my desk, the interest.
Wait a second. We're going to talk about Chad's first house.
Okay.
When we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. 11 ways to lower your monthly student loans, and 8 expenses that account for 87% of the average household budget. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only company that I know of, that offers the fast pass loan approval. No loan contingencies required when you have the fast pass loan approval. Ways to lower your monthly student loan payment. Student loan debt is a huge burden. I think we got the... Huge burden for millions of Americans, representing the second largest form of consumer debt in the country. A large monthly student loan payment can make it difficult to afford your other living expenses. Luckily, there are many ways to make that monthly payment more affordable. So here's a few of them. Income-driven repayment loans. Federal borrowers with insufficient income should consider an income-driven repayment plan, which lowers your monthly payment based on your income and family size, loan consolidation if you have multiple federal loans. A direct consolidation loan will combine them and allow you to make a single monthly payment. Pay ahead of time. That way you cut down on the interest expenses. Employer student loan repayment assistance. Especially if you work for the government, there are many government employers have offered loan repayment assistance. Holy cow. Graduated repayment plans, extended repayment plans. Refinancing is out there. Rolling your loan into your mortgage. Maybe you got to be careful of that one. Automatic payments. Use credit card rewards. City offers a credit card reward program. Deferment or forbearance are all different options there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, don't forget about the Fast Pass loan approval. So before we went to break, Chad, we were talking a little bit about interest rates and the significant age in which you've been involved in the in the industry. So tell me about this. Your first, when you were back, way back in the stone ages?
Way back when, 1990, I used to work for this company called Coast to Coast Real Estate. And the first file that came across my desk was at 17% for a $200,000 house.
Wow.
17%. But during that whole year, there was 11%, 12%. And these people were extremely ecstatic to get these houses. They were like all excited, all giddy. And I look at these wine babies right now, snowflakes.
Snowflakes, actually, they're out there.
They're out there, and they're crying for a 4.125.
That's an amazing issue right there, right? Because you start hearing, are the interest rates going to go back down?
Well, I don't know. Actually, technically, I don't think it could do it, but that's my opinion. I could be wrong.
But here's the issue, Chad. We know one thing for sure. You brought up a good point, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, the Freddie Mac rate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Freddie Mac is at 3.9%. Got to pay a half to get it, regardless of that. How much further could it go down? Not more than 3%, right?
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's likelihood of it going down below 3 is slim and maybe less than slim.
Right. I don't think that we'll see this in our lifetime.
Right. And we hope not. Mm-mm. Right? I mean, when you really think about it, the only reason that interest rates are as low as they are right now is we had the Great Recession. And it was painful for a lot of people, right? So we don't want it to go back there again. We don't want to see people in pain like that again.
Mm-mm.
That's not a benefit. So when you did this back in the 80s or 90s?
90s.
90s? I bought my first house in the 80s, so I can go there, right? But the idea was at the time that, you know, you're at what, 16%, 17%, 12%, somewhere in that range?
Mm-hmm.
I know I bought my first house in the early 80s, and I was in the high double digits for interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line, if you're looking at buying a house right now,
mm-hmm.
at, you know, say you pay 4%, 4.5%, 4.25%, whatever the number is.
Even
right,
4.75 is good.
Right? Even in that, right, anywhere in that world, the whole issue comes up that if interest rates go up and you've got a 30-year fixed rate loan at 4.25, 4.5, 4.75, you're locked in.
Okay, yeah.
Right? You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-mm.
If it goes down,
mm-hmm.
you can still redo it.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing that says you can't redo it
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Right.
So you can take advantage of the market later on. And that's the whole issue there that we're really getting to. So sounds like somebody left their phone on in the studio, but she's drinking coffee and not listening to us anymore.
Of course not.
but I think I'll catch in trouble for that one.
Me too.
So, good stuff, Chad. Okay, so let's moving right along, though. So, open house this weekend, a lot of traffic there?
We had, I think, 16 couples, which was a lot of traffic, at least for Irvine, Quail Hill area. The previous week, I was in Costa Mesa, East Side Costa Mesa, one of my favorite areas, and we had about 8 couples and 3 willing buyers, which was really fantastic.
Okay, so that's so people are out there still shopping. It's not too late for the shopping to go.
No, I have a feeling that this is a little bit different. This year is going to be different. We have the largest job expansion in the Americans' history, I guess.
Okay.
According to Logan Mashamani, I forget his name, but anyways, long story short, he's a economist that I do follow, and
there's a lot of questions. I mean, he does. He's an interesting sort.
Mm-hmm. And he's got.
I can't even pronounce his name.
Yeah, but he comes from a long line of people that I do know and I do actually respect as far as their opinions. But I really find that at this moment we are going to be going through October. Normally, September, October are usually dead. I have a feeling that we're going to be carrying this off to September, October. Usually, I predict that's the best time to buy is September, so you can go cherry picking.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, there's not a lot of – are you still seeing – I mean, I shouldn't say that
– No, it's okay.
Historically – I shouldn't say historically. Nationally, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of inventory out there.
Mm-mm.
What about locally? I mean, you had some numbers earlier.
Yeah, 544 in Irvine. We've got, 620 in east just coast of Mesa, period.
But you gotta help me here, Chad, because I'm a simple guy.
Of course.
And – you know, I listen and I like to break things down because 540 and six something doesn't tell me anything. Simple
okay.
guy, because right?
Okay.
Because last year was it 240 or was it 1,000?
Okay. Well,
I mean, I don't want you to know exact numbers.
No,
but is that low?
I remember. I remember last year being 1,000.
Okay, so it was higher last year.
Correct.
So the relative number is we're significantly less inventory today.
Correct, but we still have the same attitude of the sellers. I mean, they're still not merchandising the properties. They're still not cleaning them. It's driving me absolutely crazy that they're pretty lazy. And
it's kind of funny that you say that, Chad, because I did look at an appraisal just recently, and the appraisers come in and they have to take pictures of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the appraisal shows the pictures and, beds unmade and clothing all over the place. It's kind of funny. So you're seeing that in open houses as well.
Yeah, I mean, get your game faces on. I mean, because in fact, if you want to sell, sell. But you're going to do it right. You have to, list your property, but you have to merchandise it. A lot of these people do not understand what merchandising means. That is staging. That is hiring somebody, a professional. That, you're not the professional. I'm a real estate guy. I will buy and sell and negotiate your properties, but I am not the best designer in the world. I can't fly east and west every day. I have to do one job, and one job is good enough. Interior designer, you get somebody who's extremely flamboyant, and you would say, hey, you run with it, sugar. Just go for it.
And that's a great point, Chad, and I like to talk about that on a regular basis, the idea that we want specialists.
Yeah.
Right. Our whole idea is not to go see the dermatologist if we need a heart surgery.
True. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. So when you're talking about, and I love your analogy there, if you're going to be doing some work on your house, you need to have that stager come in and get it cleaned and proper.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure, if you're going to be showing the property, you're looking at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the whole idea when you've got your house for sale, and I suggest that there's nobody in the world that wants to have their house for sale. They want them sold.
Correct.
Right, but it's a museum. It's got to be on display all the time, as you term it. It's got to be merchandised properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you go into a grocery store, and if the shelves are all thrown around and it looks like Walmart. You don't want to be at Bristol Farms and have it look like Walmart.
Yeah, true. Right? You don't want it to look like Walmart.
And nothing wrong with Walmart. I have no problem with it. But you're expecting one thing. If you're selling a $600,000 or $1 million house, you don't want it to be looking like, it's again, no disrespect to the, the camps out along the side of the freeway. Right?
Right.
It's not what you want.
This is the whole thing about real estate as well. The real estate professionals, you want to be looked at as the Nordstrom, or you want to look at be as the Costco wholesale? Because the fact that if I see these houses that are...
Can I get the Nordstrom rack?
Okay, rack.
Full line merchandise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But the whole thing is that if you want that impression
sure.
of the Costco wholesale where all the crap is all over the place, or Walmart where everything is all over the place, but the whole thing is that tells me something about that agent and that seller. They're really not, they're not savvy. So then I go in with a negotiated price, you know, somewhere between 20% and maybe 25% lower, and I offer them 25% lower. However, if I do see something that's, you know,
perfectly— That's a great point there, Chad.
Hmm.
The idea of
value.
A combination, though, is what does it say? What are you seeing as a professional when you walk into a property, as opposed to me looking from an emotional standpoint as a consumer? And we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. 8 expenses account for 87% of the average household budget. Do you know what they are? We're going to talk about that when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. Anytime. Are you over 62 years of age? Do you have equity in your property? Do you want to buy a new house with a fairly sizable down payment? The reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. It's the right solution for a whole lot of people. So it might be for you as well. Are you aware that there's 8 expenses that account for 87% of the average household budget? Do you know what they are? Americans don't tend to mind their own business and keep to themselves. Given the amount of time we spend on social media and the like, it's clear that many of us have a natural curiosity when it comes to what those around us are not only doing, but spending. With that in mind, here's an overview of what the average American's household budget looks like. This is courtesy of Value Penguin. Take a look and see how your expenses compare. Housing. 2013, the average American household spent $10,800 to put a roof over its head. These are national numbers. That could be your monthly expense here in Southern California. In Taxifornia, we have a different issue on some of these areas. In fact, housing continues to be the most Americans' greatest monthly expense. In 2013, it was 16% of the typical household's budget. 16%. And I think it's a lot higher than that in a lot of areas. Try and keep that 30-40%. I know some of the guidelines just came out or just changed that will actually allow your housing expense or all your expenses to go up to 50%. Transportation, second to housing. Americans spend the most money on transportation. We spoke about that a little bit earlier. Autos, taxes. Talk about another one.
Oh.
2013, the average household forked over 12% of its budget to the IRS. That's another one that we are not interested in. Utilities and household maintenance, $7,068 in 2013. Now, here's one that I can get behind on a regular basis. Chad, you know this one. Food and beverage. Mm. We're ready for that one. Typically come at takeout meals.
Yes.
300% markup, which means that every time you pay someone $30 to prepare food for you, you're paying $20 more than you would be if you're making it at home. Social Security contributions, personal insurance, pensions, debt payments, and savings. Health care is still on the list. Just a little bit of where your money is going. Have you followed where your money is going? Our friend Chris Bissonette has a great app that will really tell you exactly where your money is going to. And if you allow it to, it does all of that for you with no effort on your part. No effort on your part. Because what it does is you connect it to your bank and your credit cards, and it brings all that stuff in on a daily basis. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we are chatting with Chad Pape this morning, REMAX Premier Realty, and we got into a rabbit trail. And I love when I have folks come in where we can get into these rabbit trails, because that's, I mean, if we have a scripted show, I don't know about you, but I just call that boring. So when Chad comes in, we're able to, and there's a few others that come in, we're able to just have a conversation. And I tell all of our guests the same thing. I want to deliver a experience for our listeners where they're just eavesdropping on a couple of friends having coffee at Starbucks. So when Chad comes and gives us this information, the thing that I'm really looking at here and we were talking about is, Chad, you were sharing the concept of, you know, what you're seeing as a professional when you go into an open house or go into a property when you're showing a property to somebody. You're looking at it from a different lens. When I listen to a radio program, being a radio host, I'm listening from a different perspective than I'm listening to your statements, right? So when you're doing that and you're listening for when you walk into an open house, You're in a different place, I think.
Well, yeah, most of the time I'm thinking, okay, A, does it present well? B, what do I really see as the big picture? Because the fact that if it's in disarray, I think, okay, this sale. Or B, there's some issues here. I see weakness. I can go negotiate this. Or D, the real estate agent really is not professional. And then I can go through, you know, I could be the semi going through a bounce pad, so to speak.
Sure. So in any of those different arenas, you're looking for the advantage that you might be able to offer to for your client.
Correct.
Right. So when you see that property, what I'm telling somebody, when I go to a property, if I have a property
mm-hmm.
and I'm going there and my house doesn't look real good,
mm-hmm.
then you're looking and saying, okay, now I can talk to my client about what?
Well, now I could tell them about the real estate residential purchase agreement, but then I can also go, okay, guess what? Here's a strategy. Here's my strategy based upon X, Y, and Z. This, that, and the other. This is what I feel the property value is and will be, and this is our target, but this is our plan. So I put out the real estate plan, but based upon what I see as a problem or what I see in the house to be, true, and even the stuff that's true could be actually the bad stuff.
So let's throw some numbers at this, mm-hmm. Chad. So and we don't have a whole lot of time left.
That's okay.
Just, I don't want to know what where the property was that you were looking at this weekend, but tell me the price.
$755.
Okay. And what did when you walk into that property, and it's not your listing, right?
It is not my listing. No.
Perfect. So because we don't want anybody to.
Yeah, I don't want to get hurt.
Right. We can't. We're not looking for that point. But when you walk into that property, I mean, I'm going to walk in as a consumer. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at there is so many bedrooms, so many bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Does it have a pool? Is it light, bright, airy?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get to look at the pictures of the family in Maui, or do I get to try and figure out where I'm going to put my kids, right?
Yeah, and I mean, if people have the vision and so forth, I immediately look, okay, 755, the last comp was 720, and how does this one fare against the other one? And so what happens...
So we're looking at versus the last comp.
Versus the last comp, 720. And you, as an agent like myself, I do go visit the properties in this particular area all the time.
Okay, so now was the house neat and tidy?
No.
Okay, so it was...
And it smelled.
Smelled?
Like... Food odor.
Okay. It's a food odor.
I mean, not a good one either.
So it wasn't like it smelled like chocolate chip cookies so that we could really enjoy ourselves when we got there. Okay. So we had a negative connotation on the aroma. What does that tell you as an agent?
Basically that they weren't prepared to show the property based upon the – also they had a thing that said take off your shoes, and I looked at the carpet. I go, I'm not taking off my shoes. I'm going to get pets.
Right, okay. So these are all things that you're looking at as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm really getting at here, Chad, is I don't look at what is the shape of the carpet other than the fact that do I have to replace it. You're looking at is how is that going to affect – negotiations.
Mm-hmm. I think about negotiations from the moment I see the house, the moment I walk in, and the fact that I've already done my due diligence and go, okay, so comp was 720, and how did that fare out? It fared out better, or is it out worse?
Okay, so how is this compared to the competition is what we're looking at.
Correct.
Okay, so...
Location, real estate principles, 101.
Right, but real estate principles... we can go online and find out what the competition is.
Mm-hmm.
What I can't find out is the intangible,
mm-hmm.
right? That the carpet, needs help.
Replacement, yeah. So you do like an ARV, which is another conversation which we can go into forever. But just a retail value based upon the pros and cons of the house.
Got it. Okay, and that's going to help us with the negotiations,
correct.
Which most people don't have any clue. And that's one of the things, because we're looking at some of these online services are getting to a point now that they really want to be the everything to everybody.
Correct.
Right? And if you go and just make I'll use both the two biggies, Zillow and Rocket Mortgage,
okay.
right? Zillow, and we don't have a lot of time to get into it, but the idea here is both of them are online services that are – no, they're not going to get you that intangible.
No, and that's
competitive advantage.
Just to let you know, that's exactly right. Competitive advantage to understand the market, to understand the actual tract, to understand the actual model. And
the motivations, because you're looking at it, if somebody's not cleaning their house, either it's distressed or they're not motivated to sell.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing I see. And literally a lot of clients, well, should I buy it? I go, well, are you in love with it? No, we're not in love with it. Well, guess we need to continue on to find some place that you actually do love and so forth. And these items of not merchandising it and so forth are really affecting your value Without value, you have no respect. Without respect, you have no trust. You have no relationship with that would be buyer ever.
Great information as always. We appreciate Chad Pape coming in. If you want to work with Chad, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with him. It's pretty simple to do. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your time with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.